Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Rosboro. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Frank Castro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Rosboro and he is safe. Davis steals second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Clark reaches second base with a double. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Roseborough and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Ward moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Perry now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Carew, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castro. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Reese reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive towards third. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hall, and towards Quilici, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Tom Hall. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.